This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My guest on Bent Notes tonight needs no introduction. He's been a guest on Bent Notes many times before, more recently as a composer, but he's also an artistic director and an entrepreneur, I think we could probably say. Behind his usefulness of art series of suites of music, which I think have come to an end, but will continue in terms of finalising all the CDs and everything else. But tonight, Adam Simmons joins me to chat all things Wangaratta Festival of Jazz. Adam, welcome to Joy.
Thank you very much.
Again.
David. Yes, yes.
You're getting used to these studios.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to come back. It's still a privilege.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming in. But let's start with casting our minds back to last year, to 2017, what stands out to you as being a highlight of last year's festival?
Oh, last year, I think that was the first year of the new artistic team with Zoe Houtman, Frank Davidson, Scott Solomo and myself. And in a way, just the buzz of being able, of wandering around, seeing a whole bunch of happy faces. There was a new kind of footprint to the festival that really, we had the Merrill Park that went off as a new outdoor stage, and then putting the community stage in Ford Street, just with all the community bands, local bands, right smack in the heart of the festival. And it was just like, yeah, this is, it's a nice thing to kind of, in a way, just sort of ride this energy.
Worked, didn't it, having central area for everyone to congregate, having everything so close together. You just answered my first three questions. So, as you say, the festival last year introduced the Ford Street precinct, the free stage entertainment, street vendors, alongside the traditional performance spaces of St Pat's, St Pat's Hall, but you introduced St Pat's Cathedral last year.
Or St Pat's Church.
Church it was, that's right, Church with some special performances in it.
Which we'll be doing again this year.
Oh, marvellous. Now, what was your objective in using St Pat's Church for those performances? Because they're a little bit different.
Yeah, they're just little small half-hour gigs, and they're free to the public. And the idea is to get an opportunity for, particularly for people that might not quite know what else is in the festival, that might just see the free stuff, and you might hear the blues coming from the main stage outdoors, or you might hear the local jazz bands on the main stage, but you might not know what goes on in some of their venues, like the Performing Arts Centre or in the Cathedral or St Pat's Hall. And so they're an opportunity to hear little tastes of some of the ticketed artists, and also some unusual pairings. So for those that do have tickets, you might get to see, like last year, things like some teacher-student relationships. Julian Wilson playing with Flora Carbo. My son played with a great young Noah Simmons. He played a duet with another Year 11 kid from the sort of Euroa area on saxophone, doing a duet they'd met once before. A few years ago, there were two brothers, John Stewart and Hamish Stewart. Hamish will be performing again at the festival this year and one of the judges for the drumming competition, but they usually don't get to play together, but they happen to be in the same town at the same time, so it's like, put them together.
And I seem to recall
unusual pairings.
I seem to recall that those unusual pairings in St Pat's Church were not necessarily pre-planned by very much time.
Not very much, but we're going to let people know a little bit further in advance this time what we're doing with some of them. But again, just that chance to actually see some things, get a taste of what's in the main program if you haven't already got a ticket, and you might go, we should check it out. Because people don't always know what happens behind the, in some of the closed venues.
Exactly. Was there good feedback regarding that new precinct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. The main things in terms of critical feedback, the main things were if people would have liked a few more toilets, we can try and fix that. Yeah. Hopefully that'll be sorted this year. Hopefully have enough.
We'll just speak to Kenny.
Yeah, people might have liked a few more options for food. Hopefully we can address some of that. Just depends a little bit on who's applying. But, you know, there's certain... in terms of those kind of things, they're just... it was kind of good to just get logistical issues as feedback. It felt like people were just enjoying themselves and enjoyed the new layout and enjoyed the music that was on offer.
It certainly saved on foot leather.
Yeah.
We weren't wandering from one end of the town to the other.
And I like that you actually get more sense of jazz and blues mixing rather than in times the blues tent's been elsewhere and you don't necessarily have the crossover.
Almost two different festivals.
The musicians are crossing over. There's a whole bunch of musicians that go from one stage to the next. And so if we can encourage audiences to sample the various offerings, that's a good thing.
I see that you're changing one of the venues this year to make it a little bit more intimate, being St. Pat's Hall. That's a great feel because it's been great to have a stage performance, but it's been a real concert atmosphere. What are you doing this year in there?
So we're going to... St. Pat's Hall, it's quite a large hall, and yes, it's quite an elevated stage, but the idea is put the band down more or less on the floor. There will be a stage just to give a little bit of elevation. Have a little bit more casual. I think there might be a couple of sofas, a couple of little tables, some candles. You'll be able to get a drink in there just to make it a little more casual. And then that's sort of during the day. It'll still have this kind of concert vibe, but just a little bit more of that kind of club vibe, I guess. And then in the evenings, it might get a bit groovier, funkier.
Oh, okay.
You may or may not dance, but it will be... again, you know, there will be the opportunity to have a drink, stand around, chat a little bit. It'll just be a little more casual, be a different offering to what goes on.
So you'll be able to dance under the chandelier this year.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, one more thing before we continue with the next segment, but there's a new Gold Members Club this year. Now, I think that sounds interesting.
Yeah, I know.
How do I become a Gold Member? What do I get for it?
Oh, you're probably asking the wrong person, but I do believe there's a breakfast on the Sunday morning. There will be access to the lounge. As a Gold member, you do get access, you know, you get priority seating. You know, you get to line up first and get your choice. I'm not sure what else you get. I know you'll get looked after better than me.
Well, from what I remember last year, Adam, you were running hither and thither. You never stopped. It was just, but you always had a smile on your face.
Well, you were the same.
I think we had a chat to you in the middle of the Ford Street precinct where you had just a couple of minutes to spare.
You were
really busy.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Adam, the Performing Arts Centre.
Yes.
It's a fantastic little hall. It's about 500-seater, 600-seater, I think it might be.
Yeah, roughly. That's got and then the Memorial Hall at the back has got a capacity about 300, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a great centre right in the middle of Wangaratta.
Yeah.
What have you got for us this year? What secrets are you hiding from us?
Well, in the hall, in the theatre, we've got things such as Yuri Honing, Fork, who you were playing earlier. Yep. There's a group led by Ben Houtman, Sydney guitarist. There will be Trio Elf, which is actually a quartet from Germany.
Called Trio. Okay.
There's a hidden guy that's doing the electronic processing over to the side.
Oh, right, okay.
That's supported by the Goethe Institute. That's fantastic. 10-part Invention, who are celebrating, I think it's 30 years? 25? I should know. I think last year was their 30th anniversary.
That number rings a bell, actually. Yeah. I think I've read that somewhere.
10 of Sydney's standing musicians. John Poche won't be the leader of the band, won't be performing, but Penning Health, he should be there for the weekend and as part of the conversation.
Well, it'd be wonderful to have him there, even if he's not performing.
So, which is really great in the year where the National Jazz Awards, the focus is drums.
Mm.
So.
Now, you've chosen drums this year, or the organising committee have chosen drums.
Yep.
How many applicants do you expect?
Well, we've had about 50, just under 50 applicants. So the judges are currently sifting through and listening. So we're hoping, the plan is to announce that by the end of September. So the final 10.
Final 10 will they be running their the heats in the hall as they usually
do? Yes. Same as last year.
Pets Hall?
No, the other hall, in the pack.
The pack.
Which means that the ABC will also be streaming it as they did last year.
Oh, fantastic.
So you actually get to hear all 10 finalists.
Don't the ABC do a wonderful job in that regard, getting the festival out to the listener?
Yeah. We were able to increase that exposure last year. So, that's a good thing.
What's the festival working towards showcasing in this year's Artists at the Pinsent? Because the Artists at the Pinsent get a 3-hour stint and they really get to showcase their wares.
Yeah. Because some of the artists in the rest of the program might do a couple of sets here and there, whereas, the ones at the Pinsent do a couple of 2-hour sets within that block, so they get to stretch out a little. And so at the Pinsent, Ultra Fox on the Friday night, led by Peter Baylor, who were up in Wangaratta, I think, last year. That's always good fun.
That does ring a bell, actually.
Not for the festival, but as part of the Wangaratta Arts Council.
Yep.
So anyone listening from that region might remember them. Kate Wadey, who you were playing earlier.
I did indeed. What a beautiful voice Kate has. Yeah. I hadn't heard of her before I went through the program for the festival.
So Zoe will know more about Kate than I do, but Sydney vocalist. There will be Wilma Redding working with Andrew Butt Trio Plus, which I think the plus is because it's a 4-piece. and Wilma is an astounding vocalist with a huge history of particularly working in London and working with the likes of the Duke Ellington Orchestra, being on the Johnny Carson's show, but
it's a huge list of
accomplishments. She's come back. She's come back. She was at the Melbourne Women's Jazz Festival maybe 3-4 years ago, I think, but a voice that is not heard enough, I don't think.
Well, it's a great opportunity to get that voice again heard within the Australian realm. Hopefully a little bit more often after the festival as well.
ST Big Band
excellent.
Will be at the Pinsent. High Society, which is a local Wangaratta group from the region. They'll be performing. Popular's up there.
So I think they were on the Ford Street stage
last year. So it's nice to have a couple of the local groups within the ticketed part of the program. Because you interact slightly differently. Outside, that's great. Inside, different thing. In that venue, it's all...
The audience inside is usually pretty quiet.
Yeah.
A lot more can be said for the audience outside.
It's all just different vibes.
They're enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
The Cathedral, always an amazing place to listen to music.
Yeah.
Anything special there this year? Oh, I'm sure there is.
I should know. Chris Young Quartet, who got some great reviews from John Shand for the last CD, with Ted Vining on drums, who's... Again, it's a kind of an excuse to have another living legend of Australian jazz who these days is in Hobart, used to be in Melbourne for many years or Brisbane prior to that. So it's great to have Ted. I'm not sure when he was last at the festival.
Yep.
Emil Viglitsky, a Czech pianist, working with Miroslav Bukovsky.
Oh, right.
Which will be beautiful.
It will indeed.
Joseph Tawadros on the Sunday afternoon, evening, playing oud. He's not quite your typical jazzer.
No.
But...
we've played a bit of this music on
Noble Boats. But there's just that beautiful exploration of an instrument. Sumire Kurabayashi, if I've got the name right, with Niran Dasika. Niran was one of the... He was runner-up in the Jazz Awards last year.
He was, yeah.
Has spent some time in Japan, but I think is based in Perth, maybe.
Oh, right.
was in Melbourne. And Sumire, they'll be doing a duet, but they'll be performing in a couple of other incarnations across the festival, including a sextet. I think it's Pieces of Colour by Sumire.
Okay.
So
well, Pieces of Colour is a great name for an art.
That'll be a sextet with Australian and Japanese musicians, including James McCauley, who was the National Jazz Award winner last year, who will be performing with, again, Niran and two Japanese artists, Hishikaku Quartet.
Well, James McCauley's latest album was made over in Japan, wasn't it, I think?
And so he's been doing quite a bit in Japan. And James will also be playing with Josh Kyle and a trombone cycle.
Yes.
With four, with Adrian Sheriff, James Greening, James McCauley, and Jordan Murray, conducted by Andrew Murray, another trombone player.
Yes.
With Josh Carl singing, and that'll be in the cathedral.
That will be absolutely wonderful.
Four trombones.
Oh, yes, absolutely superb.
And those trombone players in particular.
Yes.
Yeah, quite a
strong
list.
Been in the industry for some time, yeah, know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They will create music plus.
Yes.
And then you've got the blues marquee.
We've got the blues marquee. We've got Australian groups like the Backsliders, stalwarts of the scene, Ray Beadles coming out of retirement, and he's going to be doing a couple of shows over the weekend with his band, but doing maybe a little guest spot with Clayton Dolly's Bayou Billabong, and also with more of a jazz band with Zoe Houtman and Evan Minnell. A thing called Red Hands, a quartet, which
I'm
not sure, it's sort of more surfy jazz kind of, but a totally different thing. So he's not going to be on the. That's going to be in the Pack Hall rather.
Yep.
But there's a couple of. We've got our UK blues invasion this year.
Oh, right.
With Matt Schofield on guitar, coming with a quartet. I believe has gotten into the UK Hall of Fame. And,
oh, wow.
Blues Hall of Fame. Starlight Campbell Band, who have been around for many years, but this particular band is just a new project. Susie Starlight, Simon Campbell. Okay. So it'll be the first time they come.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, who else is in the blues? We've got Sweethearts, which is an all-female group from Geelong, of young females that they do tour the world. They were in Venice last year, but they will be doing a few songs with our guest that we're just about to announce.
Now, yes, I hear that there's a big announcement to be made, it hasn't been made public yet.
No, not yet.
Well, Adam, you better tell us what this is. Is this a world exclusive?
I believe it is.
Wow. Thank you so much for coming to tell us.
No worries.
Now, what is it?
So, in performing with Sweethearts on the main stage, blue stage, and also performing her own music with her MD, Chris Paul, I think that's his name, if I've got it right, and with Brenton Foster on keys. Yeah. And just sorting out the drummer. But
you should have plenty of drummers up there.
Yeah.
The competition.
Yeah, I know. That's part of it. But Vivian Sessoms.
Excellent.
She will be doing an Australian tour in October into November. And so she's going to be doing these two performances at Wangaratta. She has been to Australia before, thanks to Paris Cat, who actually put her onto us.
Oh, excellent.
So I believe she's quite a favourite there. But she's worked with the likes of... she's done quite a stint with Ryuichi Sakamoto, who's quite a renowned composer, performer, but has done things with the likes of Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Sinead O'Connor, and there's a long list. So she's someone that is well-respected in the industry, and so it's really lovely to have someone like that.
She's going to be such a hit.
Yeah,
such a hit indeed. At this year's Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues, coming up on November 2 till 4 this year up there in Wangaratta. All the details are at wangarattajazz.com. Adam, thank you again for popping in to see us here on Bent Notes. Amazing to hear that news about brand new...
A
very well-respected performer popping in, and thank you for bringing the news to us so brand new for us. It's amazing. It's always an amazing mix, I think, up there at Wangaratta, and it must be such a difficult task for the four coordinators to put it all together and come up with something that thrills each and every year.
It's actually kind of really good fun. And, you know, like being able to put on... We did have the unfortunate thing where we had Chris Wilson booked for a couple of performances, but given his health... currently he's had to pull out of those, so it's great to see that there's been great support for him. Different concerts, I think somebody said there's one coming up in Warrnambool, so the Melbourne ones were sold out, so if you can get there. But you know, it sort of opened up. We've now got Opelousas with Kerry Simpson, Alison Ferrier and Shorty. It's great to do that, having Vivian perform with Sweethearts, try and inspire a new generation.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? Inspiring the new generation to
build up. We've got Jackal, who are all high school kids performing who are doing this great funk kind of stuff, and the keyboard player Max Teakle is the son of Steve Teakle, who people might know as Barry Morgan in his organ, who I went to uni with in the early 90s. So it's kind of being in this position of being able to, in a way, tease out stories is a lovely, fun one. And we're not expecting the audiences to know and find all of those stories, but it's more than just putting on a whole bunch of gigs and people, you know, it is trying to find ways to help introduce people to things as well as give them a few things they know. And
that's what a festival should be all about. Yeah. See some of the things you know back to front and enjoy them, but then see something a little bit new, a little bit more out of all your perhaps usual range, and maybe be like them.
Which I humbly feel that, you know, it's a great position at Wangaratta to be in because it's been set up like that. So
very much so.
We do get told more than once by our audience members, now, make sure you don't stuff anything up. Keep it as it is. So we're doing our best to tweak, but, have some fun with it.
I'm looking forward to a fantastic weekend on November 2 to 4. Thanks for coming in. I might actually just use you as my guide rather than go to the web because you've got it all up there in the head.
I'm trying.
Adam Simmons, thanks for joining us here on Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Thank you so much, David.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.